This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is the day after Thanksgiving. Hopefully that tryptophan has wore off and you're ready to indulge yourself with a slice of Michigan-made music. What's going on? I'm Adam Hairhuck, and it is the annual Whaley's Children Jam episode. I brought in a ringer for this one. Keith Jennings, the guy who has been putting this together for 43 years. We're going to be talking to him about the whole thing. We're also going to be playing songs from bands that are playing that weekend, which is going to be taking place on December 6th and 7th. We're going to be playing songs from Sybil and the Beast, Mr. Cool, Super Horn Dog, and so much more. Kicking things off tonight, here's Stifling Edith.
I'm feeling I'm a girl.
Stifling 80th Prima Donna Girl, right there on Sessions on Sal's Day Radio. It is the episode, our annual event, where we tip the cap to Whaley's Children's Jam, taking place December 6th and 7th, raising money and toys for kids for Christmas. Stifling 80th will be there. You know who will also be there? Keith Jennings. And he is my co-host for Sessions. Welcome back, Keith. Welcome home.
Hey, I'm back in Lapeer again.
That's right.
Once a year, at least.
You usually, there's many times I've called you the godfather of Flint Rock, because I know going through the trenches in the local music world, I didn't find too many opportunities where your thumbprint wasn't on there in some way.
That's part of why I retired from traveling, so I could concentrate on the Flint Rock scene again. Really, it's true.
There you go.
Because it really needs it. Somebody needs to.
Well, I mean, you grew up in that era where it was like Kantos and a lot of rock bars, and now it's, you know, I mean, it's coming back. I mean, you got Sherman's, you got the Corona Road Bar, which is, you know.
And you got Cobblestone home. And Scooters.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
We lost a couple recently.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's Garage, Mugshots.
They're both reopening, fingers crossed, so
right.
We'll see.
I knew Joe's Garage was going to reopen. I didn't know what. But.
Yeah, I have no idea. I know that new ownership was taking place. Welcome back. So, 43rd Annual Whaley Children's Jam. 43 years. Are you tired of this yet?
No, because I thought I was when it was the 20th annual. I said, "What 20 years out? Could I mean, it's, maybe that's enough." But it's just, you know, it's hard to let go of because it's such a good reason to do it, and they always need the help.
Raising money and toys for kids for Christmas. We donated a few things. Solid State Radio, a Batman and a Joker doll, and I made sure action figure. I told Keith, I said, make sure you pair them together because otherwise, you know, like one kid gets Batman, the other one gets a deranged clown.
Right. Yeah, I'll box them together.
No, you guys have done a great job for 43 years. Do you think you could put a dollar amount on how much you've raised for the kids?
Well, if I went by at least the last, since I got to Jester's, which was 23 years ago, we raised at least $6,000 a year times 20 years, and we did more than that most of the time. But, yep. You know, just if you want to average it out, sort of, because I don't write it down.
Right.
So say, you know, 6 times 20 years, that's
$120,000.
So, I mean, and last year we did $7,000 at Corona Road Bar.
Yeah. Yeah, you switched venues 2 or 3 years ago.
This last year.
It's last year to Corona Road Bar, and wow, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, because I mean, what is the mission statement? Eyes through
magic through the eyes of a child is magic that no child should be without.
Yes, I mean
Christmas through the eyes of a child.
Yes,
sorry.
No, you're
yeah.
That's awesome. So you put together a lineup. Now, how soon until you start, after the previous year, do you start booking for this one?
I don't start booking next year till May.
You're just done with it.
After this one, I could book it all in a week or two later, but I always want to wait and see what kind of new bands are coming out.
Sure.
You know, because you might miss something if you do it too quick.
All right.
And I know some bands get disappointed because they wait too long to ask me, but that's not my fault.
Have you ever had a band like the week before ask you if they could play?
Oh, yeah. Well, say if somebody drops out, that's a valid one. If somebody drops out, let me know. You know, and that's valid. I can do that. I don't have a big waiting list this year because I know nobody's going to drop out. But I've got people if it did happen. And,
very cool. $10 or a gift, a toy of equal or greater value will get you in. We are going Facebook Live. If you want to see his smiling face, leave a comment, question, or a dirty joke. We'll read them right on there. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Donald says, "What's up, gentlemen?" Bill says, "Hey, Keith." Never the Crash says, "Hello, Keith and Adam." Generation Empire says, hey, Adam. And Kantos, devil horns. And then Chuck from Vehicle City Sound says, "Keith with 4!"
I like Chuck. He's a good man.
Chuck's a good guy. And then Vlad from Vlad Skull to Circus as CRB's best sound man. Best sound man ever, I think you meant. Because you do run sound over there. But, you've done sound nationally.
Yeah, I used to travel all over the nation.
So there's a lot of musicians that listen to the show, as you know. Let's before we get to the next band, and then soon I got to go to commercial break, but a band coming into the CRB or any place where there's a sound guy, what kind of tips do you give them?
The band's coming in where there actually is a sound person?
Yes.
Come in, set up, and ask them if there's anything that they can do to help you. You know, like, or tell them maybe little surprises, like, oh, I need this, by the way. You know, like, I have a track. I need a sampler. I got a sampler. Just tell me things.
Yeah.
Don't wait till it's 2 minutes before you're supposed to start playing and say, hey, by the way, it's real easy.
All righty. The Lead Headaches also on the bill. We're going to play a little something from them, and then we'll figure some things out. We've got a new track from Hyper coming up here in a little bit. Here is the Lead Headaches, High Highs and the Low Lows from Lead Headaches right here on Sessions.
Loud and always. This is Sybil from Sybil and the Beast, and you are listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Bam! Take one. See, one and done. That's how I do things.
Hey Google from the Get Civilized album on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Hopefully they get out there and record another album. It's been a while, guys. Come on. I heard Jeff Talley's back on bass with you guys. I'm looking forward to seeing them again. They're going to be part of the Whaley Children's Jam going on December 6th and 7th, 8 days from now. Keith Jennings, the man, the myth, the legend, the grand poobah of Whaley's, is here with us tonight.
Hey. We're doing it again.
That's right. Doing it each and every week. Every year, I should say. There was a slight pause in there because apparently we have a new hyper tune that we're going to be debuting today, at least giving a sneak peek, right?
Sneak peek. It's the first mix, so... But it's good enough for you to know what's happening.
We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Comments are coming in fast and furious on the Sessions page. I know some people have been commenting on the Solid State Radio feed. thank you. But I don't have access to that, so you're going to have to come over to the sessions, come over to the dark side, and we'll read them. A lot of great stuff to get to, but I got to do this. I got to go to a commercial break. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio. We're talking Whaley's on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV, back after this.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge. Do you know of a band or an artist that would sound good on this show? Tell them to get in contact with me. They can message me through the show's Facebook page, or they can email an MP3 to solidstatesessions@yahoo.com.
Christmas through the eyes of a child is magic no child should be without. That's a Whaley Children's Jam motto, and it's happening again December 6th and 7th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, raising money and gathering toys for kids for Christmas. Live bands, raffles, 50-50 drawings, all to help the kids. On Friday, December 6th, check out live on stage Bill Strickler, Stifling Edith, No Fun Allowed, Hyper, Buzzbin, Sybil and the Beast, and Rushmore Pass. Saturday, December 7th, you'll see the Camisas, Mr. Cool, Lead Headaches, Pillage People, Super Horn Dog, Domestic Disturbance, and Hellraisers. Both nights start at 6 p.m. $10 or a new toy of equal value gets you in. Brought to you by Music Man Pawn, DJ Panda, Top Quality Collision, Jesters, 103.9 The Fox, The Corona Road Bar, Uncle Tripper, Mr. Nasty, Anthem Electric Services, Flint Rock Guitar Shop, Clearview Building Maintenance, Shauna Hines, Newsmaker, Luna Chicks, Tradewinds RV, Factory 2, The Burton Chamber of Commerce, and Solid State Radio. It's a 43rd annual Whaley's Children's Jam at the Corona Road Bar December 6th and 7th. That's right. It's going to be taking place next weekend. This weekend, we're pretty much kind of sobering up for a tryptophan, kind of getting rid of that turkey coma. But 6th and 7th, get on out to Corona Road Bar in Flint, 3110 Corona Road in Flint, Michigan, for the Whaley Children's Jam, 43rd annual. And I have the man behind it all, Keith Jennings, in studio. Keith, of course, you know, or you should know, has also been the front man for Hyper for years. Something
since
like
about 1981.
1981.
That's when it first started being called Hyper.
Have you always been a three-piece?
No.
No?
No, I've had a lot of different... In the earlier days, it was... One time I had two drummers with two guitar players.
Really?
And a lead singer at one time, at the same time.
Yeah.
That was 86, I think.
But, the two drummer thing.
Yeah, that only had happened for one gig. It was a failed experiment. We got through the gig okay, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Gotcha. You showed up and you just casually mentioned that you had new Hyper tunes and you kind of like a demo that we're going to play. I'm glad you're letting me play this one. I appreciate it. Now, what I will say, as I've been following the band for 30 years, is that, you know, from the Baked Not Fried album and to now, or then you had the Once Again album, and then
we had Evolution and before that.
Yeah, and yeah.
And I'm trying the new normal after
the new normal one. There was kind of like a transition with Hyper, because it was like in the 90s, it was party, rock and roll, everything else. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to get some real heavy kind of stuff. Then you had the heavy kind of thoughts, and then you had the song "The Game," which I don't know if that's going to end up in the new record.
Yeah, it will be.
It will be. You're really kind of getting into some heady stuff.
That's about the hospital system.
Yeah,
and how messed up it is.
Yeah. But now we bring out the song "You Play," which kind of I haven't heard it yet. I have not actually heard it yet, but you kind of gave me the gist on it. And it seems to feel this hyper trajectory where it's you're getting a little bit more...
Life experiences,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hyper, You Play. Talk me through this track.
Well, it's about you play the game of life and you got to gamble to get by because you never know what's going to happen every day. Kind of right there. And to be true to yourself, and you can't go wrong.
Right. Fantastic. So when can we expect a new album?
It'd be after the first year, because we thought we were going to do it this year, But I had to walk away from it for a minute because my ears were getting tired of listening.
Sometimes you need
revisited that after a couple months, and now I'm happy with the tracks, and I just got to finish mixing them. This is, like I said, a demo type first mix just so we could play it here.
There you go. Here's a sneak peek from Hyper. Here's You Play on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
And how long are the
be on the record.
You play the game, who takes the high? You have to gamble. Just remember the life you see. Ain't nothing but a fantasy.
Hey, this is Keith Jennings from Hyper, and you're listening to Solid State Sessions.
Yeah.
I put that in there because I'm the host. I can do that kind of stuff. Hyper, some OG Hyper. I mean, we played the original, the new one, which Let's Play.
You play.
And then played Let's Go. I put that in there because Let's Go is like my intro to the Hyper world from your Big Not Fried album. That still makes its way into the set list every night, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's still on the set list that we're doing currently.
Nice.
People like it, and we still like playing it. We rotate songs around, but we seem to always leave that one there.
It's a classic. It's kind of like your rock and roll all night. Right. I love You Play. I can't wait to hear the finished version of it. When you guys have the album out, come on in here. Let's talk all about it. This is the episode where we talk about Wheelie's Children's Jam. You brought in some great bands. Bring up the list of bands.
List of bands is, well, Bill Strickler Band. He's been around forever.
Yes.
We got Steve Bennett's going to be playing drums, I think. Well, maybe not. I shouldn't say that. He might have his regular drummer mic. So, anyway, we got Bill Strickler with Stifling Edith after that.
Nice.
No Fun Allowed is kind of a new band, all original.
You were telling me about this
really
band.
Really good band.
I need to know about this band.
Yeah, they are very good. A lot about life experiences from what I hear from their lyrics and the songs that they're doing.
Cool.
And it's a hard rock type thing.
Love it.
And then, of course, you got us.
Hyper.
Absolutely. After that. Buzzbin. They've been around for a long time. Sybil and the Beast.
And absolutely.
Rushmore Pass was this kind of like, they haven't really been together much lately because of their life schedules and stuff, but they're playing this year. The Kamisas, that's Matt Thick and his guys.
Oh, great band.
I love them guys.
Oh, yeah.
They got the horn section type guy. But then you got Mr. Cool.
Mr. Cool, absolutely.
The Lead Headaches, they're up and coming, new, really good stuff. Pillage People, Super Horn Dog.
Oh yeah.
Domestic Disturbance, and then the Hellraisers is another new band that's actually kind of formed in front of my eyes at the Corona Row Bar.
Yeah, I'm kind of hearing more about them.
They started as a three piece, and then they added a girl singer.
Okay.
Then they added a rhythm player over a few months. So they've come a long way in a short time.
Gotcha.
They're playing all over, the place, and people are starting to take notice.
You have had a storied career, not just in Flint, not just in Michigan, but in music. But I love the fact that you keep saying you're retired.
I'm retired from traveling.
Okay. But you're still, you're like cultivating other bands.
Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I always wanted to, I got tired of traveling.
Yeah,
anyway, But one of the reasons is I wanted to get back and just be there at the bar so I could be there all the time and start cultivating bands like that and help them get started, give them information to help them if I can, whatever I can do.
One of the new bands you brought in, not a new guy to Corona Bar, of course, the Kamisas, Matt. He's been at the Corona Bar.
He was in Hyper for a while, too.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Back about 2007.
Oh, my God. I think I remember that now, actually. My introduction to him was when he was with Solid Left Hook with, Combs.
Back with Dave Howard.
Dave Howard and everything else. I had him in studio, but I have not seen him live. So he's playing on Saturday?
Saturday, the opening band at 6 o'clock.
I might have to be there just to see
this band. It's
like,
drums, bass, guitar, and a horn. Mm-hmm. Guy playing horns, three different horns.
Here's Kamisas, my favorite tune of theirs. Here's Gas Station Girl on Sessions.
Oh, I like that song a lot.
spoke Ojibwa. She travels through dreams. She wore a little makeup. She printed lipstick on me. I'm in love. I'm in love.
Gas Station Girl right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. Keith Jennings in studio. We're talking Whaley's. And, you know, the comments are coming in fast and furious. Apparently, C. Willie from Vehicle City Sound says, host! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Make him do a shot of bourbon. Lord knows he made us... He has made me do a few. Oh, that's absolutely true, because whenever I'm at the Corona Bar, Keith is always the host with the most. He makes me do, doesn't make me do a shot of whiskey.
Well, I hand it to you.
So I'm going to do a show shot with Keith here and everybody here.
This goes out to everybody and I guess C. Willie also.
To the kids.
To the kids next weekend. Be there.
Absolutely. So... Let's talk about the sponsors.
I was just going to say that, too. It's been tremendous this year. It's getting bigger and bigger every year.
I got winded when I was doing the commercial. So now it's your turn to be winded.
It used to just be a few people where I'm around town that helped.
Yeah.
But it's becoming more business involved, more businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox has always helped, and you have always helped. Then we got Music Man, Pawn Shop's always been a staple. DJ Panda, Top Quality Collision, have been around for a while. Jester's. Even though we don't do it there, he still donates, you know, a check and comes and brings
George
toys.
He's
and stuff.
A cool guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's still involved even though I don't do it there anymore. And, you know, Uncle Tripper's an old friend of mine. Cranwell Bar, of course, because they let me do it there. Thank goodness for that. Makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, it does.
Mr. Nasty was my drummer. In fact, that is another thing, is we are raffling off a drum kit this year.
I saw that, yeah.
And it's a brand, I mean, it's refurbished completely. Whole complete drum kit, $10 a ticket. We'll have a couple guitars that are getting raffled off. Also, but back to the sponsors, we got Clearview Building Maintenance, Newsmaker, the band, Shauna Hines, which sponsors the t-shirts every year.
Oh, okay.
And because she was my drummer's sister back in the day when Phil was around. Luna Chicks, which is some girls that help me do the selling stuff and do the door and things
nice.
Like that.
Nice.
Tradewinds RV stepped up this year. Factory 2, they're doing our t-shirts, so they're donating the labor and the ink and all that stuff. And then we got Burton Chamber of Commerce, thanks to John Dombrowski.
Very, very cool. So, Super Horn Dog. Now, Carl calls you Daddy.
Yeah,
how do you feel
does.
About that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm older than him, so it's okay.
Well, I mean, you were kind of like the godfather of
Flint. Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's kind of like that, because I've been kind of like that with a bunch of people over the years with bands, helping them, you know, keep going.
Yeah. Here's Super Horn Dog. Here's my favorite tune of theirs. Here's De-Apologize on Sessions. We'll be right back. Super Horn Dog, D, apologize, and we were just talking about the video.
The video is awesome.
They do
it. If you haven't seen it, go find it.
Oh, absolutely. So the Whaley Children's Jam taking place December 6th and 7th. $10 get you in or a toy of equal or greater value. And 6 p.m. and for both nights.
Yes.
And it's
that's not bar time either. We're doing real, you know, so don't worry about that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just come at, you know, 6 o'clock. You know, a lot of people say how much, well, I could charge more to get in. I could charge more for T-shirts. I could do this. But, you know, I want to keep it affordable for everybody. Because, you know, they've got the money to drink, too. Maybe buy a T-shirt, you know. And we are raffling off a drum kit.
Yeah, a whole drum kit.
Completely refurbished Pearl drum kit. We got a couple guitars that are being raffled off. I always have one from Music Man Pawn Shop, but there's another one that Buzzman's donating. And
you know what you're doing is maybe starting another genre of musicians. I mean, Lord knows you've helped me when I was in my younger years
as
a musician.
Well, I have actually done that lately with some new bands that have helped them going and give them cool, you know, pointers on, you know, what I think they need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. When do you think you're going to be done with Whaley's?
I doubt I will.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear.
As long as I can do it. It's so much easier now.
Yeah, it is. You don't have to move
equipment. I don't have to move any gear anymore.
It's all there.
I have to
there.
Show up and turn it on and go.
That's fantastic. Keith, on behalf of everybody, thank you very much for doing this each and every year. 43 years raising money for children, for kids. For kids for Christmas. I mean, I'm not Catholic, but I would give you sainthood if I could.
You know, and I mean, Whaley, they know I do it, but I don't have to get in touch with them and tell them what's going on anymore. I got my own banner.
Yeah.
And I just come on and deliver the stuff when it's over.
Well, you should have a whole wing of that whole place dedicated to you. Keith, thank you very much for coming out here and hanging out with us.
Well, I'm glad I could come out.
We're going to end with one more song. I haven't played a Mr. Cool tune, so we're going to remedy this right now. Here's Metallica here. Mr. Cool, they're going to be at Whaley's. We'll see you there on Sessions.
Hey, this is Adam, host of Solid State Sessions. Do you know of a band or an artist that would sound good on this show? Tell them to get in contact with me. They can message me through the show's Facebook page, or they can email an MP3 to solidstatesessions@yahoo.com.